Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, my name is Riggins.
Hey!
Hi! Hello, good morning, good afternoon. And I'm 37. Tell me about it. It's hard to believe.
That's crazy.
I know. But, you know, I was never what you would call a club rat. I was not in the clubs a lot. However, we had a couple places that we used to go in college, like two main clubs, and one, they each had different nights for college nights, so you'd go bouncing back and forth and stuff like that. And they're your traditional dance clubs. People were wearing, this was in like early 2010, maybe we were going out there. So it was a lot of the same stuff. We were wearing in college, Abercrombie, maybe American Eagle and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it was just a normal club. Were you a club guy, TJ, before you were having to go there?
Before I was working in there with the radio station. Yeah, a little bit. I had a short phase of that.
Tell me about one of the clubs that you would frequent in Louisiana.
Well, there's one that was the most famous in the area called the Lighthouse.
Right, I've heard of this one.
And it had the lighted dance floor and all, like in the movie Saturday Night Fever. Uh-huh. And the DJ's name was Mama T. She was about 4 feet tall. And we'd get on the mic and just tear it up. And,
really?
Yeah, playing things like, I want to be the one you're giving your loving. You know, things like that back then. And it's like X and O, tic-tac-toe. Those types of things.
And were people...
It was trash.
Okay. That's kind of what I'm wondering. Do you remember it being trashy when you were there?
Like, no, I thought the first time I went, I thought that was the coolest thing. I thought I was in a movie. I thought, wow, this is awesome.
A place like this existed? Yeah.
And that's when the next day my mom was talking to me about it. And I said, but I didn't drink or anything, Mom. I was just in there enjoying the atmosphere and a dance. And I wasn't drinking. And she goes, oh, well, that's good that you weren't drinking, but if Jesus came back, is that where you'd want him to find you?
Ew.
Yikes. I guess. And what was your response? Probably not.
Yeah, it was like, no. No, but.
And our dance clubs were all different types of people. So that one was that.
Okay, yeah. Tell me about a club you remember.
I went to that one a couple of times. But I went to the ones where there was a little more preppy.
Okay, and were people dirty dancing, or were they like smoking cigarettes? Well, like, what was the vibe of
dancing,
the club?
Just dancing, and like more of a, like, what kind of music? Like,
kind of more techno kind of stuff, you know?
Okay, and the people in your hometown, TJ, would they have looked at that club as like, oh, that we'll never make it to that? We'll never be in there.
No, it was just a different, like, that was their club wasn't fun. But I went to that one too. Like, that's actually where we met.
Yeah.
Was at that fancy one. But I was working. I was part of the hired help at the radio station. And I was doing a remote broadcast from inside the club.
Were you wearing the polo with your name on it?
No, no, no. We didn't have to do that there.
You didn't have to do that.
No, there. It was at a different station. Okay. We were lame. Yeah.
Everybody's sharing their experience about the kind of clubs they went to. So I was curious what the clubs in northern Louisiana, middle of the state Louisiana, look like.
Yeah, well.
There was three main ones.
Yeah, the Cotton Gin.
Yes.
The Bayview Yacht Club.
Yes.
And the Lighthouse.
Cotton Gin and Lighthouse were good dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you like to dance.
Love it.
Yeah, you love it.
Love it. By the way, this is Jody, my wife, who's been on the show today.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So my wife Jody is here today.
Hello, hello.
Jody, I think you know this because I think Riggins does this in front of you. But he gets a lot of laughs out of your giant glasses.
I know.
But are those big that you have there? Or he's mainly talking about those red ones that you wear.
I have the red ones. These aren't as big as the red.
They're pretty big, though.
They are big.
Yeah.
Well, the other day, Riggins, when we were in Charleston, this is what I started to tell you the other day, and I go, I'll wait. We'll maybe talk about that on the TJ and Jody's House podcast, but we didn't do one this week. We had gone into a bar to have just a quick drink. We've been running around and walking on the beach and all of this stuff. We didn't have to be at this wedding we were going to until about 5. So there was a little sports bar right across the street from our hotel. So we walked over there, and it was the weekend that Alabama was playing South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a good game going on. Not expected to be a good game, but it was a good game. So we walk into this little bar, and then the bar itself is up against the wall, and there are TVs behind the bar on the wall. And then maybe 3 steps away from that, you get into one of those half booth, half table kind of things. And she and I had to both sit on the same side in the booth part to be able to see the TV. Now, the TV we were watching was huge, and it's in this position on the wall. And then on the left side of that, on the wall, they had all of their daily specials written.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we're sitting there, and Jody looks, and she's like, "What?" She said, "Does that really say Monday's $25 wines?" You know, like that's not a good deal or anything. Does that really say $25 wines? And I looked at it and I said, "No, baby, that actually says Monday 75-cent wings." Oh, no. Put your big glasses on.
I said, "Oh my God."
That's highway robbery.
Well, I was thinking that is not a special. Like $25 wines, he goes, "That's not."
You got the 5 and the W, right? That's about it.
And then you know I hysterically laughed.
Oh, yeah. And you weren't wearing those glasses?
No.
No, you got to throw them on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's the only person I know that her reading glasses, her readers, she has to put on to see distance.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've never,
not how those work.
No.
Everybody says that, but it works.
Yeah. I mean, because if I put Mars with those things on.
If I put my reading glass, these that I wear in here, I can't. If you told me I need to drive with them, I'd be a danger on the road. I can't see. When I put these on, Riggins, you're so blurry. Everything has to be up close because they're just magnifiers.
Yeah. It's like looking through an aquarium.
Yeah.
You look like Harry Carey.
I see things now.
You can see everything
now.
All the things.
Yeah, you see $25 wines. You're seeing things that aren't even there.
Yeah.
Okay. Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Make sure you go follow us on social media at TJ Riggins Show. A lot of great content up there. People love seeing Lindsay back on the show now. People love her.
I love her.
Is she all right?
Yes.
I love her.
She all right?
She's a little much.
She's just a little much.
I'm kidding.
But Lindsay couldn't be here today, so TJ's wife Jody is here. We love Jody. But it's well known Jody does not do well with Halloween, specifically scary things. You know, TJ pointed out that when she decorates the house, she doesn't like... like gross, witch, what? How did she say it?
No, scary stuff.
No scary stuff.
Just cute things. Cute things.
Like a
pumpkin salt and pepper shaker.
So she doesn't handle the gore and horror well. But what is scarier to Jody? So Jody, I got a few questions here.
Ooh.
What's scarier, walking through a haunted house or being asked to give a last minute speech in front of 500 people?
Ooh, that's a good one.
She's got a fear of public speaking.
Haunted house.
That's worse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, she's an old pro now at performing
no,
in front
I'm not.
Of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
What's scarier to Jody, getting seated next to a screaming baby on a plane or sitting next to somebody with awful body odor on a long flight?
Body odor.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Huh?
Put on some deodorant.
Yeah.
What's scarier, forgetting to pay your mortgage or forgetting TJ's birthday completely?
Mortgage.
Yeah, that would freak her out more.
She handles all the bills and stuff.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Would you rather be in a room full of spiders or snakes, Jody?
Spiders
Ooh. Or rats?
Spiders.
Still spiders, really.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather find a human finger in your backyard or a complete stranger's family photo album underneath your bed?
Photo album under the bed.
Yeah, because you're like, who's been in my house?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Would you rather fall from an airplane or stay for an hour inside a whale's stomach?
Oh,
scarier. You'll survive both.
I will?
Yeah.
I'll go into the stomach.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like seafood. <C-fay. laughs>
Got stinks in here, but that's all right. What would you, TJ, you don't have a fear of heights, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but not plane heights. Like being on top of a building or on a bridge, like a footbridge, like that one. What is it, Grandfather Mountain?
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
Oh, the swinging bridge,
yeah.
too, yeah.
And which one would you, which is worse to you, sitting next to a crying baby or somebody with BO?
Oh, BO. That's worse.
You're very sensitive to body odor and stuff like that.
Ugh. Yeah. And the crying baby, you know,
it's not their fault, obviously.
Right. But. And I've been around crying babies.
Yeah.
I mean, I work with you every day.
Waka waka.
And then final question for Jody. What's scary, walking in on your parents having an argument or walking in on them playing the piano?
Piano, gross.
It'd be the worst, right?
Yes.
It never happened, did it?
No, okay. Gag. Ugh.
Well,
stop.
Walking in on your parents having an argument, that was, you know.
That was your life every day, right?
That was that was kindergarten through high school.
You would have been thrilled to see them play.
Oh, yeah. If I ever saw them holding hands, I'd be like, oh, my God, what's going on?
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, Riggins, did you get in on any of that Juul lawsuit money, that class action suit for the Juul vape stick thing?
No. And I've been seeing everybody post about how they got these Venmo transactions from like this random class action lawsuit. I'm livid.
Yeah, Juul settled the class action lawsuit for $300 million. And so people who were part of it, and depending on how long you were vaping with the Juul, determines how much money you got. So
I saw
some people were getting like $3,000 just out of nowhere, you know,
down to $50 or something. But I was on the Juul before anybody else. They screwed it up. Those big cloud blowers screwed it up for everybody. And yeah, I could have gotten a lot of money. Everybody was like, "What is that?" I was like, "It's a Juul. It's incredible. It's changed my life."
So you got somebody, you know, your average vape person just looking up and they got $3,000 in their Venmo.
Hell yeah.
That's a lot of craft beer and Imagine Dragon tickets.
Hell yeah. I can't
$3,000.
I can't get to that smoke shop fast enough, baby. I'm trying to get me some juice. Some zombie skin juice. Yeah, I didn't get a thing.
Mm-hmm. You could have bought some new skateboard stickers or something.
Heck yeah. I could have gone to Hot Topic, gotten a new like stud belt and a lava lamp and like a fart spray. Yeah. I could have done a lot of stuff with that money.
Because you don't fit the vape stereotype, do you?
No, I don't. But it's so funny. Last time I went to the vape shop, I got there a half hour early because we were out early at work. And an old guy was in there driving like a 1950s pickup truck. He's in the vape shop. So when he leaves, I walk in there. I'm like, oh, she goes, yeah, we open early for him because he likes to show up early. And I'm like, I just had a curiosity. Like, what is he buying? Because everything in the vape shop is like, yeah, zombie skin brain blueberry juice. I'm like, this guy's vaping out in his truck. I mean, he's an old time. He's wearing overalls. So yeah, they said they made him like a vanilla tobacco e-juice that he can vape.
Oh. Oh, but he's not doing like the Delta 9 or Delta 8 stuff.
Maybe he did, but she didn't.
Getting that head right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's just there for the nicotine. But yeah, maybe he is. Rolling a big fatty after plowing the fields or whatever he was doing. Harvesting the grain. I don't know.
But, I mean, he's got to be spending a lot of money for them to open early for him.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, he shows up about once a month, and we always open up about a half hour early for him.
That's nice.
Yeah, super nice.
Yeah.
That's my wife, Jody, who's in today. Have you heard Riggins talk about what it's like when he goes to the vape shop?
No.
How he feels so out of place and trashy?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of a trashy. I mean, it's smoking. It's like going into a cigarette store. You know, it's the new version of that. You just feel like, ooh, I got to get out of here. They're so nice.
People are always nice.
They're incredibly nice and super ready to help you and stuff like that. But, yeah, they do open later than most businesses.
They do.
And sometimes
they're a little slow on the.
sometimes not the time that it even says on the door that they're supposed to open.
There's so many of them too.
Yeah.
So many vape everywhere. Stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I just feel a little out of place. Like TJ getting caught in the club. Is that where you want Jesus to find you? Oh. I don't want Jesus to come back and find me in a vape store. That's not going to look good for me.
Yeah, especially since they don't make your flavor anymore. Did you ever find the one that you like as well? I know you got one that you go to.
They have to special order. I'm the only person that buys it because everything is like blueberry lemonade. I'm like, y'all make a vanilla. It just tastes like a vanilla. They're like, no. We've got vanilla ice cream. We've got vanilla and strawberries. I'm not just going to get vanilla. I want plain.
We have lemon curd.
And donut. Yeah.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Well, tonight is game one of the World Series. Dodgers, Yankees. Tickets are more expensive than ever. Not surprising.
Yeah.
Inflation. They're saying this is an inflation problem, but I saw that the average price of the resale ticket for game one is, I think they said $3,800.
That's insane.
No.
For a single ticket
to
one baseball game.
Do you know how many handbags I can get for that?
That's true.
No.
Lindsay, your husband played professional baseball.
Yeah.
And you didn't know him when...
I didn't, okay. Sadly. I got none of that money.
Would you be able to swing a $3,800 ticket for anything that he would be, like, totally fine with?
No, nothing. Okay. I don't even think he would let me pay for that if he was pitching. I mean, that's insane.
You don't need to come.
Yeah.
How does that compare to, like, the Super Bowl? Do we know? I don't remember what those were, but, like...
Yeah, I think it's far... I don't know. I shouldn't say anything.
Like, you got to go to four different games to get the whole series, at least for this one. So it's a little different, at least.
Yeah. So tonight is game one, and they'll be in New York on Monday, I believe, for game two. So a lot of people are excited for that. What else is going on? We're just a couple of weeks away from the election. So everything now trending revolves around the election. But I think people are kind of over talking about it.
I think so.
I'm okay with doing that as well.
Yeah, same.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Venom, The Last Dance is the new movie in theaters. This is the third. Lindsay, I know you're pumped about this. This is the third Venom movie starring Tom Hardy. And Venom is basically like bad Spider-Man, right, Rob?
It's very similar, but he's not a bad guy. He's what they call an anti-hero. He does bad things, but he also does a lot of good things as well.
I know anti-hero from Taylor Swift. That's that similar?
I think she has the same premise. Like, she's saying that she's not a bad guy, but she's not a good guy, I guess. Okay.
And I like Tom Hardy, but I'm not going to like the movie. So.
Yeah.
I remember when Lindsay was with us the first time, she and I went to go see The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and she did not like it.
No.
And I just call him Bad Spider-Man because I think that upsets Rob.
It doesn't make me feel good. You're right.
His hair is like standing up on the back of his neck.
I don't love it. And it's a shame. TJ's going to be here in just a minute. He's running a little bit late. But today's National Breadstick Day. And he was the first person to tell me the hack about going into Olive Garden, getting the soup and salad that comes with breadsticks, and then you order a side bowl of their Alfredo sauce, and you use the Alfredo sauce as the dipper for the breadstick.
It's genius.
It's incredible. It's so good.
Yeah. I learned that from TJ or from you, Lindsay, because I feel like you...
It's something I would do, but sadly, no, I've never done it. I didn't know.
I've done it for a long time, but I remember TJ bringing it up before.
So you just pay for the bread, or you're not paying, those are free?
Yeah, you get the breadsticks free.
Yeah.
So it's like $5, so your bill's like $5.
Well, then you order the Alfredo.
The Alfredo is also endless now.
For
the breadsticks. So if you just want to go load up on Alfredo breadsticks, you can do it at the Olive Garden.
Unlimited Alfredo sauce.
Should we go for like work purposes?
I don't know if we can write that off.
Grab the car. Let's go.
So I had a busy day yesterday. I spent the night out of state. That might be interesting. I had a long morning as well. So I'll tell you all about it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. I don't know where has anybody checked on TJ? We got to get him here. What's he dealing with?
I don't know what the holdup is, but I know he's OTW currently.
He's on the way. All right, very good. Okay. Praying for TJ. keep TJ in your prayers, please.
A prayer.
He'll be here shortly. But first of all, I got a question. Who did this? I walked to go get coffee in our studio, and what I see back there is a half-eaten miniature Reese's.
Who do you think did that?
Well, it's broken in half. It's opened and broken in half, like saving it for later or for somebody else to have it. I'm assuming this is a Lindsay move.
It's not, but me and TJ are right on the same page, so he did it.
No, you know there's no way I'm opening a Take Five and it's not gone.
See, TJ, we're like soulmates, but not really. Yeah. Like we split things and we save it for later. Like we're like little hoarders.
Oh.
So we want to just eat a little bit and then not go back to it, maybe forget about it.
Right.
So we don't get the calorie intake.
So TJ did this.
Of course.
And he left it back there, I'm assuming, so you would have the other half?
Yes. And okay. Now that I know it's there, I'm going to eat it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what if he was saving it for himself, though?
He might have been. I don't know. We like to splitsies a lot of things.
This would have been a sweet gesture for TJ.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Very sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
I did see it yesterday. It made me angry.
Yeah, I mean, who does that? So that's just crazy. I've had a long morning, and it started with a long day yesterday. Now, I know Lindsay's very busy, and she's actually busy. When I say I'm busy, I mean like I had to do one thing. And, you know, I don't have any kids. I got a dog, and that's it. But yesterday, I'm driving home from work, and then I call my parents because they bought a new car recently. So I was like, I wanted to check and see how the new car was doing. And they tell me, oh, we're actually on our way to Atlanta for the weekend. They go down there quite a bit to see my brother and his kids. So they said, feel free to stop by the house if you want. Mom's got a bunch of stuff in the freezer for you. And I went, hell yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I went to my house, picked up my dog, drove to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I cleaned them out.
They're gonna think someone broke in.
You remember that scene from How the Grinch Stole Christmas when he takes all the presents and then the rat finds the crumb and he comes back, he's like, give me that crumb. I forgot something.
You're like stuffing it in your bag.
I really was. I mean, I grabbed so many bags, and I'm talking loose stuff. I grabbed individual rolls of toilet paper. A cup of laundry detergent. That stuff's expensive, y'all.
Yes.
That stuff's really expensive.
So pods.
I threw a couple in a Ziploc. I mean, I got a frozen meatloaf, took a frozen pizza, lunch meat, cheeses, crackers, open bags of chips, pasta sauces, chili mixes, salt and pepper. That's I took hilarious. Their salt and pepper, y'all.
You're just like on the shelves running your arm across, putting it in a bag.
You're like, times are tough, Mom.
Times are tough. And I did put something back so they wouldn't have to come back from Atlanta with nothing to eat. Yeah. But there's
nice of you.
Yeah, it was nice of me. But there's not going to be a lot to eat. That's all I'm going to say. That's so we got more coming up next.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Ugh.
I had to jump off my battery this morning in my truck. That's why I was running late. And when I was touching all the stuff, I was like, ooh, people really do this?
For a living.
Ew.
Greasy boy. Mm-hmm. Well, we were worried about you.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was worried about y'all, too.
Good.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I was worried that y'all were going to be so upset that I wasn't here yet that you would just start ripping the room apart. Yeah. You know, like you're at an asylum or something. So it's spooky season. Yesterday, my wife was in here and sitting in for Lindsay, and we talked about throughout the show how terrified she is of haunted houses.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the kind of haunted houses with theater nerds in them, you know, playing parts and all. Mm-hmm. And I can say that I was a theater nerd.
Sure, you are.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I was also a really cool kid and, you know, decorated athlete, but whatever. but we've talked about this before, Riggins, where would it bother you if there was a house that you liked and you it was in your price range, if somebody had been murdered in it, like if it was a murder scene?
Yeah,
it would. And you, yeah, you said you wouldn't want that house.
No, I wouldn't.
Would you, Lindsay?
Nope, not moving in.
Rob, would you?
I don't think I could deal with it.
Okay. All right, so those are the three millennials in the room.
Yeah, that's us. Right.
Admittedly.
But for me, if it's a good price and it, you know, it's been cleaned up, it's been properly done, and the people who murdered them wasn't the next door neighbor who got away with it, yeah, then I don't care. I would buy that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What if it's a family that got murdered? Like more than one person, you still don't care?
Yeah. No, I mean, it depends on how long it's been.
It couldn't be last week.
Yeah. I mean, it could still be crime tape up out there. But, I mean, it was like they had the opportunity and they showed you the paperwork where the trauma cleaning crew, you know, came in and did all the stuff. And there was nothing left behind that would show that there was a murder scene.
No stains or anything.
Right. Yeah. Like, squishing in the carpet.
What if they sprayed that Luminol and you knew that that there was something under there, but you couldn't see it, you know, wasn't plain to you still wouldn't care.
Well, no, that would be on the list of things that they would have to, the homeowner, whoever owned it at that point, would have to fix.
Okay.
You know, you go through and you do your little punch list of things like, after the inspection, you got an inspector to go look at it, and they say you need to have this done. Check the pan at the in the AC unit up in the attic, that sort of thing. I just put that on the punch list.
Okay,
just add it right on there.
But I mean, you could take Luminol and spray it in here, and it would probably show up some stuff that would gross people out.
Absolutely,
I don't want to know what.
You don't even have to have any of the Luminol. You can just like turn the light on in here.
Yeah.
It's like, how long has that garbage been sitting there?
Right.
Oh, which reminds me, Lindsay, I don't know whether this is going to offend you or not, but Riggins did something yesterday that you may not like. You may take offense to.
I'm already offended.
So we'll get to that next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, we got that week in review song coming up in just a few minutes. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up in less than 30, probably. So Lindsay, at this point, works on the show 3 days a week because she's a mama and she's got two little babies that are under five. And her husband is one of those, suckers who married a woman that's going to make him work. So he has to work.
How stupid.
Got him.
So she's 3 days a week, and it's usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But this week it's been Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So on the Tuesday and Thursday, we had other people fill in for Lindsay. On Tuesday, it was our friend Amanda Riggin, who runs an operation, a charity organization called Hungry Heroes. She was in for the whole show. And yesterday was my wife, Jody. Now, Lindsay, it had been 8 years since you had worked with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you came in on the first day. And the room in this studio and all was not clean. It didn't have any snacks and stuff in it and all of that stuff. And it just looked like a bunch of guys had been working in there.
Right? Yeah.
So when Amanda Riggin worked Tuesday, same thing. Mm-hmm. But when we got in yesterday, Riggins had tidied up the place. He had taken the garbage out. He wiped all the desks down. He sprayed air freshener in here.
Mm-hmm.
Put out a candy dish for
him. Yeah, put out a...
For Jody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jody. I do feel like he just wants Jody on the show permanently because he kept saying, now Jody is funny. This morning before you got here, now she is just funny. Like, step up, Lynn. She's hilarious. No, I know she is, and I love her. But
can I defend myself? Is that
no? I don't think there's any defending. Okay. I don't think it's bad. But yeah, go ahead. I'm not saying it as a negative thing. I'm just saying
it's great.
Well, it's rubbed Lindsay the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm upset. But
I mean,
that doesn't count.
She's it's Jody. She's this a larger than life figure, and I've known her for a long time, and I know she's also hypercritical of our studio, and she just got a lot to say about it. So I just wanted to take every precaution to just sort of clean up a little bit, so we didn't have to hear
and
it.
And what I'm hearing is I'm one of the dudes now. That's what I'm hearing.
Not you're now.
That's
now.
What I'm.
Yeah, been yeah. That but way been, for 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta set my game up.
One of the boys.
But Jody does, whenever there's a deep cleaning in here done, Jody does it. She'll come up on the weekends or something and do it. Because she'll look at me just out of nowhere sometimes. We're just minding our business, you know, looking at our phones in the same room, not talking to each other. You know the usual.
Yeah.
And she'll just look over at me and go, it could be 10 o'clock at night on Friday. I bet I really need to get in there and clean that studio, Donna. Exactly. Like, where did that come from? Why are you thinking about that right now?
It eats at her. It just does. Eats.
It and does.
Despite Riggins cleaning it up a little bit yesterday, she still came in and had that same
mentality.
She's like, yeah, I gotta get in here soon.
Yeah. But she was just looking at the baseboards and things like that. Like, she needs to come in and do some deep cleaning.
Yeah.
That's what she, and she loves it.
I love her.
She loves doing it.
Well, Jody, you're funny, you're clean, you're beautiful, you're smart. You okay.
She was even wearing an aloe hat yesterday.
Super cute.
Mm-hmm. She's like, Lindsay will never be able to wear hers again after I've been on here doing it. No,
available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.